On Tuesday, Desmond Cole, a Toronto-based Black activist, made a virtual appearance at the In Conversation speaker series hosted by Carleton students. He spoke about anti-Black racism in Canada, but more specifically on Canada's post-secondary campuses. This event comes after a summer that highlighted injustices that Black, Indigenous, and people of color have faced for a long time. The summer and the start of the 2020-2021 school year saw the creation of student-led groups calling for diversity and inclusion in educational spaces. Tuesday's talks represented a step forward for these groups. Organizers of the event, Maisie Wong, Sena Idoner, Megan Pinozo, and Rebecca Sattar spoke about why they felt this event was a much-needed dialogue on systemic racism on campus.
The whole idea of the In Conversation was like, we just wanted to create a space where people could kind of feel more personable with people that are like public servants, civil servants, stuff like that. Because a lot of people in our program do want to pursue that kind of like governmental kind of work. So we wanted to make it seem like less scary, like these are people too. And then we started thinking like, it's not just politicians that influence policy and things like that. There's also activists. So people like Desmond Cole, that kind of area. So we were just, the whole goal was to create a space where people can feel comfortable, like talking about issues, learning about issues. And then through learning about Desmond Cole's work, we were like, he's the perfect fit for this. And like with all the stuff going on campuses across Canada, we were like, this is a perfect opportunity for students to bring forth maybe questions or grievances they have.
It was more about like also representation too, because we already had like two white politicians before this, but also like someone else from a non-political background.
In an effort to maintain inclusivity, the group switched their method of question submission.
In the past, we've done question submission, like mostly from Papin students. We've been doing Google Forms and people would submit their questions ahead of time. So that's why we kind of wanted to bring in the live question aspect to this event so we could still get, you know, engagement from the other side as well.
It was pretty good. The personal aspect of it, it's always about, because what we want to know is not the same thing as what other people want to know and what they want to get out of the event. So to have other people who have those similar struggles or like can relate to what he said on a greater level than we can to submit questions that they want to hear and what Desmond wants to talk about.
The majority of the night was about how universities can be particularly challenging to Black and other racialized students due to systemic racism. Desmond Cole decided to focus on how certain debates should not be entertained, and the hosting of said debates only dehumanizes the marginalized people in the classroom. As an example, he used a recent Carleton class in which a group debated on whether the use of the N-word on the University of Ottawa campus was appropriate, to illustrate how certain dehumanizing behaviors are not up for debate.
So the professor had said that for some, there may be good arguments for this teacher using that language, and for others, maybe not good. Some of you may decide that, you know, the teacher was right, and some of you may decide that the teacher was wrong. And I just like want to stop us at that point again and say like, so what's the purpose of this classroom? Because it's so ridiculous that we're having this neutral debate while the same like systems and forces are crushing down on students. And then they have to go to class and be like, is this N-word used against you fair or not fair? That's going to be a point of discussion. People can debate lots of things. You don't have to debate this. And it's harmful to us when you do, because it's just reinforcing all of the attitudes that say our lives and our value as Black people is up for debate.
The organizers wanted this event to provide a chance to educate about systemic racism in post-secondary schools.
I think it would be alarming if a student wasn't aware of these issues. Like, that's kind of what takes me aback. People don't even believe, or I think it's also startling when people don't know that systemic racism exists, but when they think that like we live in a colorblind, when we live in a equal society, I think that's like very troubling. And also Desmond is someone who, as I mentioned, he's able to critique everything fully. And he has a vision that like I identify with and that I think can challenge us to think about these issues in a different way, because it's not an academic setting. I think academic settings limit like what we can imagine to be true because they are institutions. So I think it's important to get people who aren't part of the establishment to speak.
I can try to add something to it. Obviously, I'm speaking from a place of privilege. I just want to recognize that. But I hope that this event could do our part in, I would say a lot of the questions I got were about how can students be empowered? How can we talk about these things? And I hope that students who face these struggles and experience these things can see this event and know that we are trying to recognize it the best we can.
Also to add on to that, I think the campus of like where you go to school, it like dictates a big part of your life. So I think it's really important to make sure that students feel like they are A, being heard, and that the campus that they are calling maybe their home or their second home cares about their well-being and understands their issues. And if that isn't happening, that there's something to address that, or a conversation at least being made about it.
This event came after a summer filled with action to push towards racial equity and justice. Fariba Al-Hassan and Nikita Harris created the group Black Students in Public Affairs, BSPA, to address inequities in Carleton's Public Affairs and Policy Management Program, also known as PAPM. The BSPA said the event with Cole is a much-needed conversation within PAPM, and they hope this will be a stepping stone towards more inclusive and diverse events. Organizer Rebecca Sitar said it was a big step forward for the School of Policy and Public Affairs to fund this event and for the school to listen to the BSPA's calls for more diverse workshops and speaker series. The In Conversation organizers agree this is a step forward, but still hope to see more changes.
I was going to say, I just want to have more, even just in general, people of color and like people of color professors too, that maybe, like as Rebecca said, they can relate to some points of it and some maybe kind of like offer maybe another kind of viewpoint to things, and not just have it as like a college run by a lot of white people. I was also gonna say, like having professors that want to talk about hard issues and not to dismiss the struggles of for people of color students, because that's happened a lot, especially maybe in our faculty, because it's like mostly white, so they might not relate to it, but just like having a safe space for people of color to just come forward to like say what they want to say without having to be judged by their students, I mean by their peers, or like by their professors in a bad way.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.